This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Before we begin, just a quick content warning. This episode may be rated a little closer to PG-13. Nothing serious, just a little bit of adult humor. Enjoy.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. I'm really sorry we didn't release a Short Story Wednesday last week. We were a little busy. It was our anniversary last Thursday, so you know what that means.
What does that mean, babe?
That means we went on a little trip with our kids.
With our kids and had no downtime.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a really fun week. We went to the same place, actually, where Michaela and I were able to go for our honeymoon 15 years ago. Great Wolf Lodge. Was it more fun with kids or without kids?
Definitely without. No, I'm just joking. No, I think any of these kind of things, like, it's so fun to see your kids' excitement, right? But a little part of you wants to go and play too.
Yeah, we could do a full episode on our time there. It was fun. But we thought it would be fun since it was our anniversary last week. We're going to do a little Q&A with Michaela and I just to kind of help you all get to know us a little bit better and to see how well we know each other. So if there are no more episodes after this episode, you know why. We are no longer married. Just kidding.
I'm more worried about your responses than mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have more flaws, apparently.
It is a miracle that I'm still married to you.
Whatever.
Just kidding. I wanted to do this just, well, one, to get you guys into our marriage a little bit. You know, we're the hosts of our show, and so many of our people, our listeners, don't really know us all that well. So this is maybe something that can help you all get to know us. Or even if you do know us, just maybe it'll help you get to know us a little bit better. And I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun. And you can see the love that we have for each other. And it makes me sad when people don't have the kind of marriage that I have. I know how lucky we are, and especially how lucky she is.
Oh my gosh. And Brent Allen.
So, no, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I hope you enjoy these questions, this episode, and yeah, you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. What was your first thought of me when we first met?
This was easy, that you had the nicest butt I have ever seen. You have, seriously, such a awesome little bubble butt, and especially in baseball pants. Oh, man. And your poor sisters, they did not inherit that. But for some reason, all the boys in his family have good little tushies. So yeah, that would be the first thought.
Wow.
Yeah. Just jump right in.
I guess so. Well, you have a very nice, you know what, also.
I definitely was known for that.
Yeah. Our kids probably would have had.
Yeah. Hey, we still.
Nice, strong legs. It's because I was an infielder my whole life, you know, so. Okay. So I have to answer that.
Yeah, you have to answer that too.
I tell you this, I have told you this before, and I'm not joking. You always think I'm being sarcastic. I am not joking. I thought you were the most beautiful person I had ever seen in my life. And I knew in my heart that we were going to date someday. And it took about a year, right? It was about a year later that we started dating. And, but I'm pretty sure I fell in love with you even before we said a word to each other.
We have to tell them our first encounter of like physical touch.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. You guys, so back then, this was in what? 2002. Mm-hmm. So the first time that Brent and I actually got to really hang out with each other after we kind of like were talking on AOL and stuff.
No, we weren't talking at this point.
We weren't talking at that point? Okay. Anyway, scratch that.
You but, wanted to, but
oh
I had
my
a girlfriend
gosh, whatever.
At the time.
No, but we definitely had crushes on each other without telling each other. But Brent picked me up with one of his friends and we went to this like get together. And at that time, the cool thing to do, now kids just freaking eat laundry pods and think it's cool, but what we thought was cool was to choke each other out. So you would literally choke the person out. They would faint for like, I don't even
You're
know.
You're saying it completely.
Okay, you tell them.
It was just a thing. You bend over, you hyperventilate, and then you cut off the airways to your brain and you pass out. Like, seriously, dumbest thing
so
in the world.
Stupid.
But we were 15 and 17 at the time, and that was the first time I touched Michaela, as I put my hands on her neck and she passed out.
And he was sweating. His hands were sweaty because he got to touch me. But yeah.
Listen, if there's any young people listening to this, we do not do that.
Don't do that.
It's.
Oh my gosh.
Man, some of the things.
I know. Seriously.
I never drank or anything like that, but some of the things I did for fun was.
Yeah.
I hope my kids never do that kind of stuff. What's one small thing I do that makes you feel loved?
Oh my gosh. This is so hard. There's so many different things that you do. I think just like your thoughtfulness, and it doesn't even have to be necessarily like with me, but just the way that you care for people. Like if my mom comes 3 days out of the week and helps with the kids, and she has to drive like an hour and 15 minutes away, and Brent's always like texting me, hey, did you text mom, did she make it okay? But he's so, you know, I don't know, you care so much about people, and I just love that. And yeah, you're always checking on us and how our day is, and you're just truly the most thoughtful person I've ever met.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could rub my feet a little bit more, but yeah.
Okay, mine for you is a simple little one. Again, there's a ton of things, but I love when we're like looking at each other, we make eye contact or something, and you just do the cutest little smile thing. It's not a normal smile. It's like a like a cheesy little kid smile, and it just makes my heart so happy, because you only do that when you're in good moods, really good moods. Well, no, like it happens a lot, so you're happy a lot is,
yeah,
you know, and it's just one of those things, like you just give me that little smile and it's a little I love you.
Awesome.
What's my go-to comfort food or comfort habit?
A monster, sugar-free monster. What? And I would say like a burger. You always crave burgers or hot Cheetos when we are traveling. So all the crap. You eat pretty good every other day, but those are your
go-tos. When I'm craving something, I usually crave a really good burger.
Yep.
But at night, I would say, like, if I'm hungry and just need a little snack.
Oh, yeah. I would say cocoa and toast.
Cocoa and toast. You dip the toast in the cocoa. Mm.
Yep. Yeah, people are going to be like, what the heck? And if they have a texture problem, do not do it. It is disgusting. It's so good. I do not like it.
Yours is ice cream.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Or like a little bowl of cereal at night. I would say biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah. So good.
My biscuits and gravy.
Yep.
Your grandma's biscuits and gravy.
Yep.
And I had to learn how to make them because nobody else did it. So
in the family.
I was like, darn it.
When she was, you know, about to pass away, no one knew how to make her biscuits and gravy, her famous biscuits and gravy. And so Brent took that on. Not any of my cousins, aunts. Yeah. So Brent took on her tradition.
Yep. And they're the best biscuits and gravy you'll ever have. So, okay, your turn.
Okay. What's my biggest pet peeve?
This is a really hard one for you because
I'm so chill.
You are actually so easygoing, and there's things that bug you, but it's not like to the point where, oh my gosh, I can't stand you. Like, you know, it's nothing like that. It's, you just brush it off and it's like, whatever. But I would say I'm really bad at finding things. It can be right in front of my face.
Right in front of your face.
And maybe sometimes I do it just to annoy you.
Oh, whatever.
Actually, I don't. I'm really actually really bad. Seriously. At it. But it's so funny. You find it within seconds. And I can tell that it just drives you crazy.
Yeah, like a big garlic tin, and it's right in front of his face, and he literally
look like what I was looking for. So,
oh my gosh. Okay, mine, oh my gosh, there's several because that Brent has, and I think he takes after his mother, his Mexican mother. I love you, Stella. But gosh, there's so many. For us in our marriage, it's totally opposite. So usually the women cannot handle when a man doesn't put the toilet seat down. But again, I am so chill.
It's not a toilet seat. It's a toilet lid.
Okay, the lid. Okay. But Brent, that is a big pet peeve of his. And I hate to admit it, but yeah.
Should I say all my pet peeves about you? Listen, I told you, Michaela's super carefree, so it doesn't matter if it's a pet peeve of mine.
I am telling them all of my flaws, okay? Another one is that every time I cook, I always start out with it like high heat because for me, I just think that, okay, it's going to be faster, it's going to warm up faster, and sometimes I'm getting better, okay? But sometimes I forget to lower it, okay? I am a good cook. I don't care what you say, but I am a good cook. But there are things that I can simmer it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's not great for the pans to just be on high heat.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to put a lid on, right, on anything. The sheets, you can have the sheets all chueco in the bed.
This is high maintenance, you guys. Tell us.
Anyway. I love you so much.
Sure. All right. What's something I always lose or forget?
Yeah, you never know where your phone is. It's a good thing our keys can just stay in the car. Now, you're just a little squirrel.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I'm squirrely. I'm okay with it. I'm a yellow. I'm a true, true yellow. I don't make a big fit out of things. Okay. I mean, you are so organized with everything that I feel like this is so hard. But you forget your AirPods the most.
Yep. Going to work and
going
stuff.
Going to work. Yep.
You're like, yeah, there's been lots of times I've had to turn around. Or, yeah, you know, because I'll plug them in and charge them, and so they're not sitting by the rest of my stuff to grab it.
Yeah, Brent's very, like, he comes in, he puts his keys in the same place, all of that. Like, my keys could be everywhere if I didn't just keep them in.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll, like, move my truck or something, and then my keys are nowhere to be found.
Whatever. Okay. If I had a totally free day, how would I spend it?
So no kids?
Yeah, no kids. Absolutely. If that's, it's a free day. That means no kids.
Yeah, you would definitely do a little bit of shopping.
Yes.
You know, whether it's, well, any kind of shopping. You will go to Hobby Lobby for sometimes nothing. But definitely have a little time watching a show, one of your shows. Am I around on this free day?
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, you would jump my bones.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We'll take that out.
No, don't. Oh, my gosh. That just reminded me of that meme that I showed you the other day of a little penguin, like, saying, like, the moment I flirt with him a little bit, and then this big old, like, bear, like, or what was it? Like a, I don't know. What was that? Like a big beaver or something? It's just the slightest flirtation, and the little penguin's like running as fast as he can.
Yeah,
and
it's then a the huge big, walrus.
Oh, yeah. Walrus. It's like running like for the penguin. Anyway, okay. Don't take that out, okay? It's funny. All right. Go ahead. You can read now. Wait, did I respond to that?
Yep. Oh, no, you didn't say what I would do.
You would definitely be up in the mountains or fishing or doing something if you had a full day to yourself. So, or golfing.
Can I have a free day soon, please?
Yes.
When do you think we grew most as a couple?
Oh, my gosh. Through all of our infertility stuff. I don't know. I think, and maybe our first scammed adoption, I think that that was a really pivotal moment for us in our marriage. And, you know, it kind of forced me to be there for you in the ways that you've always been there for me. And I think that just in general, like, it's, I don't know, men are kind of the ones that try and stay strong when their women are, their wives are struggling, and try and stay tough. And in that moment, when we were scammed out of that adoption, like, it was the first time I ever saw you break like that. So anyway,
when we grew the most, I grew the most in our relationship, definitely when I was off work for like 12 weeks and I couldn't be super physically active. I gained quite a bit of weight.
Oh my gosh. I was like, where are you going with this? Oh my gosh.
No, I honestly don't think there's been a time where we haven't been growing as a couple. I think we've never really been content with where we were at. You know, there's, I feel like we've always strived to be better individually and as a couple. And so I can't really pinpoint. I mean, of course, there's instances or things that we've gone through that have helped us really grow, but I just think that's always been our mindset, is to continually grow. What's something I worry about but don't always say?
This is so hard because Brent is like not the worrier. Like he doesn't, I don't know. Like he just kind of always says like, if you can't control it, why are you worrying about it? But I think secretly one thing that he worries about is just like how I feel and not being able to like give me the desires of my heart or our kids. He doesn't worry about like finances or anything like that. Like he always has been so strong and just like knowing that, like, I don't want to say like God has a plan, but he just has faith. And I don't know why I'm talking like you're not here. But yeah, I mean, you just worry about your family and their feelings.
You worry about finances.
Yes.
It stresses you out. In your business, especially, you know, you work very hard and you, for whatever reason, feel like you just have to contribute more and more and more. And I think you worry a lot about me being proud of you. And I'm so proud of you.
Okay, I was going to cry.
Thanks. Moving on. What's something I've overcome that makes you proud of me? Here we go again.
Do I have to go first?
No, I can go first.
Yeah, you go first.
For a long time, you've had lots of insecurities about not being smart enough or not doing enough or pulling your weight or... just insecurities like that about kind of what people think about you. And over the last, well, especially since becoming a mother, you've excelled at so many things and you're a leader and you run your business and you're super smart, and I'm so happy and proud that you're able to see that in yourself now.
It's so hard because like you're so good at everything and like you're not like an insecure person. Like I think something that like if I can think of any like insecurity that you've overcome is like in our church, like we can serve missions and you didn't serve a mission and you decided to play baseball, but you have served people in a different way, and you always say that like I was your mission. And I think that one of the things that I loved being able to witness is you as a coach and these young men who followed your example, and you were such a huge role model for them. And yeah, like one of my favorite calls was one of the guys that he coached called us like what, 2 years after Brent retired, and just said like, I'm just calling because I just wanted to tell you like how much you really impacted me and the difference that you made. And it was just like, I mean, we've had multiple calls like that, and it didn't matter if they were, you know, a great baseball player. What mattered to you is if they were a good person off the field as well. And yeah, so when have you seen God's hand in our marriage?
Without a doubt throughout the whole thing. But, you know, we always didn't always recognize it at the time. But certainly in the last 5 years, 6 years, becoming parents and just being able to watch all of that unfold and see his hand in all of it. You know, I always knew that he loved us and loved me, but being able to see the love in a different light over these last 6 years, without question, like, just exponentially helped me see and feel his love for us just that much more. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't really need to say anything else. I mean, other than just like a tangible thing, like, I feel like when we were going through the first stages of our process of infertility and we had that fundraiser and, like, you know, just seeing the outpour of love from others, you know, just made us feel like, okay, God is there and he loves us. And again, we've had so many angels throughout our infertility journey, and yeah, definitely have seen God's hand in a lot of those situations. Okay, what's one moment you felt we were guided or protected?
Guided for sure. Well, again, throughout the whole infertility journey, and, you know, for a long time our plan was to do IVF, and it was really hard, but I just felt very strongly that it was something that we weren't supposed to do. And being able to see and recognize why that was now, you know, for a long time I kind of put off those feelings and was trying to convince God, almost like, no, this is what we need to do, this is what we have to do to get our kids. And he's like, no, you dumb, it's not. So yeah, just being able to see that those feelings were right and they were from him.
Yeah, I think, like, looking back at that whole process, like, even just like a few weeks ago, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but it was like this, such a huge aha moment, like, of knowing, man, like, for you to listen to God, like, and have that prompting, like, that strong prompting, like, that's so hard to be able to come to your wife and say, you know, I just think that this is not right for us. And now seeing, like, the outcome and Teague and, you know, all the blessings that we had because of it, like, I'm just so thankful that you have always followed and listened. So, what do you think God is still teaching us through our marriage?
That riches and wealth is, it's all about perspective, right? Like, I feel like I'm the happiest person in the world. And it's not because we have a lot of things or a big bank account. It's because of what he has blessed us with our family. And I have the best marriage I could ever imagine, and I'm the best father in the world.
It always has to be a joke. You are, but gosh.
Sorry. I just feel like the richest person in the world. And what was the question?
What do you think God is still teaching us through our marriage?
Especially through the podcast and stuff. Just, he's taught me how to love so much better. And yeah, I'm so grateful for that and for what our podcast has been able to teach us.
Yeah, for sure. And just to listen to him and hear him and, like, know that he can guide you and will guide you if you allow him to. Hopefully you guys have seen us and seen that we don't just cry all the time. Well, me, okay. I cry on every episode, but we can actually be funny sometimes. Me especially.
You try to be funny. See, that was not funny at all.
I just laugh at my own jokes. Whatever. I think I'm funny.
You are funny.
No, but that's like the best thing about you is that you just always make me laugh. And that was in our vows that you would always make me laugh every day. And you have. So.
At least you think I'm funny.
You are really funny. Okay, babe. What is one thing that you know to be true?
I will speak for both of us. And just for the show in general, Angels Among Us, I know without a doubt, with 100% assurity, that God loves each of us as individuals. He doesn't love us because he has to. He loves us because we are his. Even if we don't know it yet. I know that he loves us and he puts people in our lives, both seen and unseen, to help us in this life. Life is hard, and we need each other to be able to get through the hard, and we need him, and he's there for us, even if we don't completely recognize it. But that's what we're trying to do, is help people to be able to recognize the angels and God's hand in your life. So, babe, what's one thing you know to be true?
I know that sometimes it can be hard to pray. And Brent and I have been on this like spiritual journey for the last like year and a half. I can say that I have not always been the best at praying, but we like promised each other that we would pray every single night and individually, and we really have kept up with that promise. And sometimes like it's hard for me to like know kind of what to say or how to say it. I worry that like, you know, God's gonna judge me for asking these things or saying these things, but we have to realize that God already knows like what we're thinking. Like he already knows what we are going to say. So just say it. Like don't question it. Like talk to him like he is your father, because he is. And like don't worry about how you say it. And but say specific prayers. Like Brent has been really good at teaching me this, of like asking specific things, you know, like please help me to find people that need me. And it's so amazing to see like how God flexes like in our life, and like Brent always says, and how he kind of shows off in front of us when we are intentional and we say those prayers. So pray over your spouse, pray over your kids, but be specific and don't worry about how you're saying it.
Prayer is incredible. It is. And if you're struggling, to know if he's there, ask him to flex for you. He will. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.
Hurry. Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.